My first summer as a counselor at Hive, I was 18 and I had a brand new camper named Ellen Babbitt, who was 10. And she was very homesick in the beginning. And I remember just being a new counselor and not sure exactly what to do and getting to practice success counseling, and she watching her slowly get more comfortable in activities, making friends outside of her 10 family. And then she came back and then it was her birthday, and she was really nervous about her birthday, and the whole unit got together and we made 11 envelopes, and they put in birthday cards, made her friendship bracelets, and they sort of appeared throughout the day. And Ellen kept coming back as an Anacube and then went to Aloha, and she came back as a counselor, and I think that was just the most exciting thing to see her in that role, helping new campers who were homesick, and her second summer as a counselor, when I was leading the homesickness session during pre-camp, she was there with me. And she became a department head and a unit head, and then I got to her first camper was a student at the school that I teach at, so I got to see her work with a camper who was really shy and quiet and help her come out of her shell. And Ellen's always my example when I talk to counselors who are nervous about being counselors the first time, is you're not going to get it right every second of the time, but hopefully they'll come back. And watching her grow into becoming a great counselor and seeing just how much she's contributed to camp, and she worked for the foundation as the first staff intern, and it's just really, I don't know, I guess that's the closest I've experienced, like, seeing a child grow up from all the way through, and it's really neat to see how camp, the same way it helped me come out of my shell and learn how to be a leader, did so, like, 10 times more a thon.